RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by a press review, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Indonesia and Sweden developing the system of digital flight navigation. Garuda to issue global bonds worth $300 million next year. New Jakarta Cikampek elevated toll road scheduled to open in April 2019. Now the news in detail. The Directorate of Flight Navigation at the Directorate General of Civil Aviation at the Minister of Transportation in cooperation with the Swedish Aviation Authorities working together to develop digital aviation navigation system. Flight Navigation Director Yudi Sari Sitompul said in Jakarta on Tuesday that the need for the development of Indonesian flight navigation system towards digital due to the increasing number of aviation traffic in Indonesia with the diverse range. One of the indicators is the inclusion of Soekarno-Hatta International Airport as one of the 20 busiest airports in the world aviation traffic in the 2010-2015 period by Airport Council International ICI. The Directorate of Aviation Navigation welcomes the cooperation with the Swedish government, added that if the flight navigation operational system is carried out with modern digital technology system, it can lower the cost of flight navigation so that the airport operations are getting more efficient. National flight carrier PT Garuda Indonesia plans to issue global bonds worth $300 million, about 4 trillion rupiah, partly to refinance bonds coming due next July. Garuda Finance and Management Risk Director Helmi Iman Sutrio said that his company needs to collect funds greater than 2 trillion rupiah in the maturing debt as it also has to finance planned expenditure next year. Helmi said in Jakarta that the company needs more funds, not only for refinancing. He declined to reveal the company's spending plan. He added that PT Garuda plans to complete the issuance of the first half of 2018 and Garuda had appointed BNP Paribas as the advisor. Helmi also expressed his optimism that Garuda would perform well next year after suffering losses recently. The construction of new elevated toll road connecting Jakarta and Cikampek and industrial district in Kerawang, West Java is scheduled for completion in early 2019. The 38-kilometer Jakarta-Cikampek toll road, which will pass over some sections of existing toll road, is part of government master plan to ease traffic congestion in and around the capital, while also improving the country's infrastructure to boost economic growth. Jasa Marga President Director Desi Aryani said on Wednesday, November 8, in Jakarta, that the company confirms the project must be completed in March 2019, so it can be operational in April 2019. The project is currently 14.48% completed, ahead of the initial projection of 13.13% completion by the first week of November this year. State-controlled steelmaker Krakato Steel is responsible for supplying up to 205,000 metric tons of steel plate for the project by November next year. The Jakarta-Cikampek elevated toll road is a solution to the frequent high traffic volumes in the existing road, especially the busiest section between Cikunir and West Kerawang. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesia plans to launch in January a new automated system using 44 servers to help block websites displaying content such as pornography or extremist ideology. A communication minister official said on Wednesday, the world's most populous Muslim majority nation has stepped up scrutiny of online content following a surge of hate stories and hate speech, as well as a controversial anti-pornography law pushed by the Islamic parties. The so-called crawling system searches internet content and issue alert when inappropriate material is found. Samuel Pangerant, a director general at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, told reporters. He said that the ministry would immediately block foreign-owned sites carrying such content, but applications such as messaging services would receive warning first. This week, Indonesia threatened to block Facebook WhatsApp Messenger service because of sense graphic interchange format GIF images provided by the third party on the service. Pangerapan also said that the ministry would discuss content Indonesia does not allow to be circulated. Minister data showed that Indonesia had blocked around 780,000 websites by the end of September, mostly those with pornographic content. Other blocked sites displayed material featuring violence, gambling, and radicalism. A core group for State High School, RSMA 78 in West Jakarta, won numerous medals at the 31st Chantat Praga Jubilee International Core Competition in Prat. In the competition held in the said capital from November 2nd until which the group Youth Chuat 78, YC 78 snatched gold medals in the Youth Court and Folklore category special award for the choreography and for the competition program, as well as coming out as the overall winner in the Youth Court category. Jessica Fedora Amadea, the conductor, said on Wednesday in Jakarta that YC 78 received decent appreciation from the jury and people in front who saw the competition. They sang a traditional song from Aceh with Saman dance and a Jaranan song from East Java. 20 choir groups from various countries joined the competition, including China, Germany, Italy, and the Czech Republic as the host. Only 5 countries made it to the grand finals, however, including Indonesia. A magnitude 5.5 Skala Richter earthquake hit Karanasen, Bali on the early morning on Tuesday, November 9. The quake was also felt by people around 120 kilometers away in Mataram, West Nusa Tenggara. According to the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency BNGG, the quake shook Mataram on around 4:58 AM Indonesian Western Time. The epicenter of the earthquake was located at 11 kilometers northeast of Karanasen, Bali, at around 8.26 degrees south latitude and 115.7 degrees longitude, with its hypocenter at the depth of 10 kilometers. No tsunami is predicted to be triggered by the quake. Several residents of Mataram rushed out of their houses after the quake shook the place. The government is still studying whether the earthquake was caused by the activity of Mount Agung. Agus Rianto, head of Mataram Geophysics Station, said that the earthquake hypocenter was shallow, which is why it can be strongly felt in Mataram. The last item, the Transportation Ministry is planning to build an airport in Sukabumi in 2019. Minister Budi Karya Sumadi said that the ministry would survey the location for construction of the airport. The minister elaborated that a feasibility study would be conducted in parallel with the land release process, which is targeted to be completed by the end of 2019. The construction is expected to be completed and its operation is expected to be started by the end of 2020. Total investment for the construction project to reach 300 to 400 billion rupiah, and the airport would accommodate narrow-body aircrafts. Minister Budi Karya said that Sukabumi would need an airport to provide adequate transportation facilities to support its tourism sector. Development tourism sector would need adequate air transport as well as road and railways. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Hello listeners, nice to be with you in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is The Meaning of Heroes Day. Every November 10th, Indonesian nation commemorates Heroes Day, an important day in the history of Indonesian nation. This is particularly related to efforts to defend independence and to show to the international community the existence of Republic of Indonesia when just proclaimed on 17 August 1945. There was a heroic battle to defend Indonesian independence from foreign attacks in Surabaya, Java on November 10, 1945. This is the basic reason why the date is set as a Heroes Day. of Indonesian nation. This year's theme is Strengthening Unity to Build the Country. Vice Chairman of the State Honorary Entitled Board, Jimli Hasidiki, said that the spirit of heroism is important for Indonesian nation. It must be rooted in the hearts of today's generations. He feels that Indonesia is now building and enjoying the freedom of democracy. Therefore, the attitude of heroism that carries a sense of national unity instead of individualism should be prioritized. Meanwhile, Minister of Social Affairs, Kofifa Indar Parawansa, wants the Heroes Day to be a momentum to build patriotism spirit. He urged parents to introduce the late heroes to their children. Minister Kofifa views that by introducing the heroes' struggles, patriotic attitudes can be transmitted to the children or the whole young generation of Indonesia. The same opinion was also expressed by Pers Agustanil, the Secretary General of National Family Hero Association of Indonesia, who is also chairman of the Commemoration Committee of Heroes Day, 10 of November 2017. He said that the moment of Heroes Day should be a significant support for the Indonesian people to maintain the national unity. He also remarked that willingness and preference to strongly maintain the humanity, dignity, family honor, and the glory of the nation is very important. Definitely, interpreting the meaning of Heroes Day does not mean that Indonesian nation have to refer to the physical forces to fight. After the proclamation of independence on August 17, 1945, the most important thing until now is that how Indonesian people are able to significantly contribute to the nation and state. As mandated by the founders of the nation after independence, the next stage that must be undertaken by the Indonesian nation is to continue to foster unity so that it can become a powerful, sovereign, just, and prosperous country. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello, listeners. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Today in History, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, in Jakarta. Well, we start for an event on November 9, 1938, when Kristallnacht occurred. Kristallnacht, also known by the name Red Kristallnacht, Pogromnacht, Kristallnacht, and Glasnost Broken, was begun on November 9, 1938. That night until November 10, 1938, about 8,000 shops and thousands of Jewish homes were destroyed in several cities in Germany and Austria. 1,668 synagogues were destroyed and 267 burned. About 90 Jews were killed and 30,000 were put into concentration camps. In addition, the Nazi German army and its civilian supporters also destroyed the glass in the Jewish buildings with their sledgehammer, so the broken glass was scattered on the street. So later that night, it was called the Night of Broken Glass. The next event was in 1953, when Cambodia gained its independence. The Cambodian state was the official name of Cambodia from 1989 to 1993. Under the 1993 constitution, Cambodia is a royal state that embraces liberal democracy, pluralism, and market economies. Cambodia became the protectorate area by France from 1863 to 1953 as the area of Indochina colony. After the Japanese occupation of the 1940s, Cambodia finally gained its independence from France on 9th November 1953. Cambodia becomes a constitutional kingdom under the leadership of King Norodom Sihanouk. King of Cambodia served as head of state but did not rule. The government is led by Prime Minister with the help of ministers, who are members of the Council of the Ministers. Cambodia borders with Thailand to the west, Laos to the north, Vietnam to the east, and Gulf of Thailand to the south. And the last event was in 2005 when suicide bomb attack on 3 hotels in Amman, Jordan occurred. The 2005 Amman bombings were a series of coordinated bomb attacks on 3 hotel lobbies in Amman, Jordan on 9 November 2005. The attacks killed 60 people and injured 115 others. The explosion at the Grand Hyatt Hotel, the Radisson SES Hotel, and the Days Inn started at around 8:50 p.m. local time at the Grand Hyatt. The 3 hotels are frequented by foreign diplomats. The bomb at the Radisson SES exploded in the Philadelphia Ballroom, where a wedding hosting hundreds of guests was taking place. Al-Qaeda in Iraq immediately claimed the attack. After the incident, the Jordanian government pledged to take new anti-terror measures to ensure that this would not happen again. The bombings are the last major terrorist attack in Jordan. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello listeners, nice to be with you again in our program Focus. The theme of today's Focus is Fashion ASEAN Economic Community. Micro, small and medium enterprises products in Sumedang Regency must be competitive. Facing the ASEAN Economic Community, AEC, the products of micro, small, medium enterprises in Sumedang Regency must be able to compete with foreign products. This was stated by Sumedang Region Eka Setiawan after opening the Network Development and Small Medium Enterprises Partnership Activities in ASEAN Economic Community Era in the Hall of at Haur Ngombong Village, Sumedang West Java on last Monday. Eka Setiawan said that many products of the small medium enterprises originating from Sumedang had been already circulating in Indonesia. However, it needs to be improved, especially in the packaging, so that the products are able to compete with foreign products. Thus, the regional government of Sumedang will attempt to help the community in improving productivity, quality, including helping to provide capital in the form of credit through a number of banks with a fairly light interest rate. Even technically, if the entrepreneurs of the small medium enterprise need capital, they will be accompanied by officials from the Department of Cooperative Industry and Trade in Sumedang through the regional government programs such as Credit Senyum Manis, called locally Kesuma in cooperation with Bank Sumedang. Through the program, the maximum credit of the small medium business people is only 5 million rupiah, and this will rise gradually with interest of 6% per year. Region Eka Setiawan provides options to the business people of the small and medium enterprises. There is also the People Business Credit Program called locally KUR, with the interest 9% per year through government and private banks. This is done to improve the business small and medium enterprises from micro enterprises to small businesses and medium-sized enterprises to become bigger. He took an example, the business people of small and medium enterprises in Haur Ngombong District Pamulihan are good at culinary products such as chilembu sweet potato processing, pure milk, cassava and other processed products that until now still exist and they are consumed by the community. Meanwhile, head of the Haur Ngombong village, Cecep Saipudin, said that he did welcome Sumedang government's program to increase productivity and quality for small and medium enterprises in the village of Haur Ngombong, in order the assistance of micro, small, medium enterprises can continue to move forward and develop. Well, listener, that was Focus Day, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening. Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. The Directorate of Flight Navigation at the Directorate of Civil Aviation at the Ministry of Transportation in cooperation with the Swedish Aviation Authorities working together to develop digital aviation navigation system. National flight carrier PT Garuda Indonesia plans to issue global bonds worth $300 million or about 4 trillion rupiah, partly to refinance bonds coming due next July. The construction of new elevated toll road connecting Jakarta and Cikampek and industrial district Kerawang West Java is scheduled for completion in early 2019. Indonesia plans to launch in January a new automatic system using 44 servers to help block website displaying content such as pornography or extremist ideology. Acquired group from State High School SMA 78 in West Jakarta won numerous medals at the 31st Chantat Praga Jubil International Choir Competition in Prague. A magnitude 5.5 scale Richter earthquake hit Karangasem, Bali on the early morning on Tuesday, November 9. The quake was also felt by people around 120 kilometers away in Mataram, West Nusa Tenggara. Transportation Ministry planning to build an airport in Sukabumi, West Java in 2019. Transportation Minister Budi Karyasumadi said that the ministry would survey the location for construction of the airport. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome back to the regular Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you traveling to Yogyakarta. Stay tuned. Listener, Gunung Kidul is one of the regions in Yogyakarta province. The district is rich to natural wonder. The beaches line up from the east to the west, make Gunung Kidul as an attractive marine tourism destination to visit. The regency, which is famous for its beaches, also keeps the mountain charm. One of them is the Purbanglanggeran volcanic mountain, including in the cluster of Mount Sewu Geopark. One of the most interesting destinations visit to Geopark is Kampung Pitu. Kampung means village and Pitu means seven. Interestingly, the village is only inhabited by seven families. Kampung Pitu is the last village that is located under the foot of Nglanggeran Mountain. The location is about 28 kilometers from downtown Yogyakarta. Kampung Pitu can be accessed from Yogyakarta by motorbike or private car because there is no public transportation to go there. Entering the village, you will feel the beauty and coolness of Pitu's village. Traveling around the village, the entire building is a pyramid-shaped wooden wall with ground floor. The settlement is not crowded, even the distance is quite far from one house to another. According to the local residents' belief, Kampung Pitu can only be occupied by seven heads of family. If more than seven, people believe there will something happen like disease and quarrel. Therefore, every family member usually will come down from Kampung Pitu to another Nglanggeran village or wander to the city. Conversely, if the number of family head reduced, then the descendants will fulfill the number into seven family heads. Only selected families can live in the area. Those who are strong mentally and emotionally. Currently, Kampung Pitu only contain 9 houses, 7 heads of families, with 25 people. Listener, in addition to present the uniqueness of community life, Kampung Pitu has also a stunning natural landscape. In this village, you can enjoy the sunrise and sunset. You also can visit Puncak Watu Wayang or Mount Wayang. The location is very close to Kampung Pitu. You have just to walk for only 10 minutes from the village. Arriving there, you will be fascinated by an extraordinary natural beauty. In addition to Mount Wayang, there is also Puncak Watu Bantal. The beauty of the natural landscape is not inferior to the peak of Watu Wayang. If you can see Mount Merapi from Mount Wayang, you can see Embung or Lake Langgeran from Watu Bantal area. Those who want to stay overnight, you do not have to worry, because you can stay at resident houses or camping in the village. Listener, that was the regular Indonesian Wonderful Today with the topic Kampung Pitu. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. See you again and sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is the RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miscellany for today. Entitling Indonesian Startup as Winner at Tech in Asia 2017. A few days ago, Tech in Asia Jakarta 2017, a largest annual event of technology conference in Asia, officially closed. This event made Indonesia proud because Andalin, a startup from Indonesia, becomes the winner of an arena pitch battle. Meanwhile, the runner-up winner of this competition is GY Networks from South Korea, and SpotDraft is the third winner. The three startups succeed to defeat other competitors from Switzerland and Hong Kong, Datum, Indonesia Disitu, China Hyuku, and Indonesia Toonmap. Andalin is a service that could help the owners of small and medium business to easily import and export their products abroad. The users of this application only send the all requirements and regulations by platform that they provide, and they also make sure about the process of shipping abroad properly. Andalin also has advantage from the profit side, market validations and execution. These factors are important to be owned by the users to be able to develop and attract investors. As the same previous years, the Technological Conference of Tech in Asia Jakarta 2017 was the second to present startup competitions called Arena. In this competition, there are 7 startups that come from foreign and domestic competitors to fight for the prize worth 5,000 Singaporean dollars, or around 50 million rupiah.
This conference is considered to have a strategic role amid the spirit of Indonesian government to reinforce digital economy. This year, around 308 startups attended to be participants of exhibitions area in Bootstraps Alley areas for 2 days. Meanwhile, Speed Dating area succeeded to meet 392 startups. The success of Tech in Asia's 2017 event is to prove and affirm commitment of Tech in Asia to strengthen relations of all startups ecosystem in Indonesia. Well, listener, that was miscellany for today's edition about Indonesia's startup as the winner of Tech in Asia's 2017. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next miscellany.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to the regular Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present nostalgic pop songs from Indonesian male singer Iwake. Let's listen to the first song, entitled Bebas by Iwake.
Tinggalkan saja semua persoalan waktu kita sejenak untuk membebaskan pikiran dan biarkan terbang tinggi sampai melayang jauh menembus awan. Sementara tinggalkan semua aturan yang kadang terlalu mengikat dan tak beralasan man. Memang benar niman, kita perlu cooling down dan melonggarkan pakaian. Kecil yang berlari bertanjang bebas, keluarkan suara-suara canda tawa dan senyum puas. Berteman siraman hujan di lapang yang luas, tak gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum buas. Yang penting semua senang kawan sejak kehadiran. Bumi terkekeh riang, dadaku berdentang. Didi-didi-dom, dege-degan daga digidu. Berpegangan tangan erat dan biarkan tubuh tersiram hujan yang lebat dan pekat di bawah naungan awanan gelap. Terkadang menyilaukan dikala kilat lewat. Apakah kita akan selalu bersama-sama kawan? Apakah kita akan selalu berjalan beriringan? Masih di dalam lebatnya hujan kita berjalan bersamamu. Kita akan tebarkan senyuman.
kecil yang berlari bertelanjang bebas, keluarkan suara-suara canda tawa dan senyum puas. Berteman siraman hujan di lapang yang luas, tak gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum buas. Yang penting semua senang kawan sejak kehadiranmu. Bumi terkekeh riang, dadaku berdentang. Dididididom, dididom, deg-degan daga digiduk. Berpegangan tangan erat dan biarkan tubuh tersiram hujan yang lebat dan pekat di bawah naungan awanan gelap. Terkadang menyilaukan di kala kilat lewat. Apakah kita akan selalu bersama-sama kawan? Apakah kita akan selalu berjalan beriringan? Masih di dalam lebatnya hujan kita berjalan bersamamu. Kita akan tebarkan senyuman.
Listener, Iwake is a rap singer and being a pioneer of rap music in Indonesia. Rap is a vocal technique of quick speech, while rap music is a rap technique accompanied by musical instruments. The singer with full name Iwakusuma actually has played rap music since 1980s. However, he finally managed to introduce rap music in Indonesia in 1990s. Iwake began his debut career in the Indonesian music industry by releasing debut album entitled Ku Ingin Kembali, which was released in 1993. The album contains 10 songs, which was also released overseas in Japan. The album Ku Ingin Kembali was jointly worked by Iwake and the label company. At that time, the album was well received in the public, at the same time boost the name of Iwake in the ranks of rap music that is still relatively new. Moreover, in 1994, Iwake re-released an album entitled Topeng. Just like before, this album was also released in Japan. One of the leading songs in this album is entitled Bebas that you have just listened before. The song Bebas giving spirit to everyone and reminds them not to think deeply about the problem. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Nombok Dong. Happy listening.
Bye. seperti penari balerina melewati pemain lawan yang cuma bisa terkesima bingung kala kau sedang mengantarkan bola ke dalam keranjang di atas sana. Tinggi semakin makin tinggi kau melompat cepat, semakin makin cepat kau melesat mengayunkan tangan yang memegang bola erat menghantam bibir ring keras menghentak.
Just listen to the song entitled Nombok Dong by Iwake. This song can be found in Iwake's third album entitled Kram Otak, which was released in 1996. The music in the third album tends to be louder with a more varied sounds, as well as one of its leading songs entitled Nombok Dong. The song Nombok Dong, at that time, even famous among children in 1990s, as the theme song of basketball game in Indonesia. Well, listeners, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs by Iwake, entitled Malam Indah and Topeng. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
Kekuatannya menyinari di setiap kehidupan kota, dan warna-warna terlihat di jalan sana menerangi setiap sudut-sudut di kota. Orang-orang banyak yang berlalu lalang untuk mendapatkan atau mencari uang hiburan, dan apa saja yang bisa kita lakukan untuk menikmati malam yang begitu menantang. Otak pusing, janganlah kau rasakan. Badan tegap, mari kita hilangkan. Karena malam ini terasa sangat indah, membuat siapa saja tak akan bisa diam di rumah. Nonton TV atau nonton apa saja, sama teman atau sama nya. Ku tak peduli dan memikirkannya, lebih baik ku juga menikmatinya. Karena
pergi mengikuti kaki ini melangkah melangkah terus saya entah kemana
aku jajaki jalan demi jalan untuk merasakan hangatnya hingga ku terduduk. Karena semua orang sedang bergembira dan ku tak tahan cuma melihat saja.
Satu-satu mereka bertemu lalu mereka pergi dan berlalu.
Dari mana bodoh kayak Pinocchio pergi ke disco.
Hah? Ke disco? Hura, hura, ini jadinya.
Karena malam ini malam yang indah bersama teman-temanku ku bercanda dan tertawa bebas lepas. Mana-mana karena semua orang sedang bergembira merayakan apapun untuk mengisi malam indah ini. Musik-musik mulai berisik mengisi kusik mengajak kita untuk segera bergoyang.
Asik 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 LCD kaset dan TV
yang selalu menemani kita sedih pun mengeluarkan keajaiban membuat semua orang jadi senang dan takkan dia mengganggu orang yang tenang agar semuanya jadi tertawa riang. Karena malam ini terasa sangat indah membuat orang sedih jadi bergairah.
Malam ini indah dengan warna yang selalu menghiasi sudut kota. Malam ini indah dengan cahaya yang selalu menerangi sudut kota. Malam ini indah dengan warna yang selalu menghiasi.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Tapi sekarang terlihat topeng. aku lihat wajah yang asli. Bagian telah terpolusi imitasi, mungkin karena harga diri atau gengsi, atau sekedar hobi.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Terangnya pagi, dua tahun di dalam sepi, tetap mengharapkan dirimu kembali. Ku tahu ku takkan pernah dapat berlari dari bayang-bayangmu, oh kekasih. Anganku terbang menerawang jauh, mengarungi kenangan indah bersamamu.
Selama mentari bersinar,
hari-hari sepi tanpa dirimu. Tanpa dirimu, ku ingin kembali bersamamu.
Dalam dekapan hangatmu,
hitam takkan pernah jadi putih. Jika ku mengingat apa yang terjadi, kita yang padamkan bara asmara kita. Semua nada cinta yang pernah ada. Maafkanlah kasih, maafkan diriku. Telah membuat hari-harimu kelabu. Masihkah ada pintu yang terbuka untuk mengulangi lagi segalanya?
Selama mentari bersinar,
hari-hari sepi tanpa dirimu. Tanpa dirimu, ku ingin kembali bersamamu.
Thank you. ketika ku lihat bayangmu di dalam gelas, tersenyum lembut dan manja. Oh Tuhan, ku tak dapat melupakan dirinya. Kau hadir di dalam mimpiku setiap malam, menghiasi hari-hariku yang kelam. Berikanlah ku waktu walau hanya sekejap, agar ku dapat mendekapmu erat.
Selama mentari bersinar,
hari-hari sepi tanpa dirimu,
ku akan berharap kasih ini tiada pudar. Selama waktu di sisiku,
hari-hari sepi tanpa dirimu,
kembali
bersamamu
dalam dekapan hangat. Selama mentari bersinar,
hari-hari sepi tanpa dirimu,
ku akan berharap kasih ini tiada pudar. Selama waktu di sisiku,
hari-hari sepi tanpa dirimu, bersamamu
dalam dekapan hangat. Selama mentari bersinar,
hari-hari sepi tanpa dirimu,
ku akan berharap.
Hanya padamu, hanyalah satu, dirimu tempat tambahan hatiku selalu.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.